he's going to take it himself for a championship.
A double play wins it for Brady.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. Makai Tong touchdown.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Chambersburg High School. It's today on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS Sports Network. It's Class 6A boys basketball. In the semifinals, the Upper St. Clair Panthers against Roman Catholic. Upper St. Clair and Roman Catholic in the semifinal. And our production brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Nancy Russell McKenna, Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon, a neighbor helping neighbors. Calusi Chevrolet right off the Bridgeville exit of I-79. Calusi Chevrolet together. Let's drive. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. And Calibro Tire and Auto Service, for selection and service wherever the road takes you. I'm Randy Gore, along with Rusty Pettit, for you on the WJPA Sports Network and presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS. And this should be a dandy of a matchup here. Of course, any of these in the state semifinals are going to be, but you've got Big 6A basketball. Upper St. Clair 26-2 this season. Back-to-back WPIAL champions, just recently winning the WPIAL title for the fifth time in program history, and appearing in the state semifinals for the second time in school history, first since 2021. While the Panthers have won five district titles, no state titles to their credit thus far. Trying to change that this year under head coach Danny Holzer. Roman Catholic, meanwhile, 25-5 overall. The third place finisher in District 12. Currently riding a four-game winning streak. Appearing in the PIAA semifinals for the third time in the last 4 years. And vying for a fifth PIAA championship in their program history. And Roman Catholic, a storied program in the state of Pennsylvania and in the state playoffs. They are 37-10 all time in PIAA playoff games, including three victories this year, defeating Lower Marion in the first round 74-63, beating defending champ Central York in the second round 89-46, and beating Coatesville in the quarterfinals 52-42. Upper St. Clair in the states, beating William Penn in the first round 65-30, defeating Governor Mifflin in the second round 50-38, and defeating McDowell in a thriller in overtime 51-49. So the Panthers and Roman Catholic facing off in the semifinal. Again, I'm Randy Gore along with Rusty Pettit. Rusty, your thoughts on this matchup today?
Yeah, this should be an incredible tilt today. I mean, these two teams, powerhouses coming from each side of the state. Roman Catholic has been doing it for years. Four state titles in the last decade or so. I mean, they've been on this stage before. Upper St. Clair, as you said, looking to crack that glass ceiling and get that first state title. They've got to get through this storied program in Roman Catholic first, and it's a tough one. It's a team with three kids going to go play Division I college at least. I mean, maybe some of the younger kids might get that opportunity later too. But Upper St. Clair, they've been great all season. They've been solid. They rushed their way through the Whippeal, and they've had a good state tournament so far. They got experience last year in the state tournament. Hopefully they can build on it here today.
Excellent programs doing battle here today. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll delve into this matchup a little bit deeper here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Colusi Chevrolet is family owned and operated since 1918. We have been a staple in the automotive industry in Pittsburgh and the surrounding area for decades. We're a full service Chevrolet dealership with new and certified pre-owned cars and trucks, medium duty work trucks, parts and service, and a state-of-the-art collision center. But don't take our word for it. We have several online shopping and scheduling experiences for your convenience at Colusi.com.
And back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS. I'm Randy Gore along with Rusty Bennett. And Upper St. Clair battling Roman Catholic, the Cahillites of Roman Catholic against the Panthers of Upper St. Clair. And both of these teams led by excellent head coaches, Danny Holzer of Upper St. Clair, Chris McNesby of Roman Catholic. But let's delve into some of these ball players and some of the key players to look out for today. Well, for Upper St. Clair, we'll start with 6'10 senior Tyler Robbins. He's a Miami of Ohio commit and had the game-winning dunk. He's one of the reasons in a multitude of ways why the Panthers are here today. Number one, he's just had a terrific year, the Big 56 Section 2 Player of the Year, but also had the game-winning dunk to beat McDowell with 1.2 seconds left in overtime to defeat the Trojans. And Rusty, certainly he's going to be a player for us to watch out for today.
Yeah, absolutely. Their offense runs through him, and he's been doing it all season. Yeah, what a great way to finish a game out. We were talking on the ride out here. The pass wasn't really even supposed to go to him, and yet punches his way to the state semifinals. But yeah, he's going to be the key to their offense down low, and everything starts there.
And for Roman Catholic, 6'8 senior Sharif Jackson. He is a Lafayette College commit. That's of the Patriot League. And he was named first team All-Catholic this year. Over 1,000 career points for Sharif Jackson. And his younger brother, 6'6 junior Sammy Jackson, he's pretty good too. Has offers from Auburn, Vanderbilt, and Penn State. And that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg. We'll delve into some other guys, but the Jackson brothers are the first two you start with Roman Catholic.
Yeah, absolutely. Great on both sides of the ball as well, and it helps spread the offense out a little bit. It's hard. You can't just focus on one player. It's going to be tough for this Upper St. Clair defense.
Roman Catholic, District 12 champions last year. This year, third-place finisher out of District 12, and they have four PIAA championships to the Cahillites in 2015, 2016, 2018, and 2022, a program that has produced 14 NBA players and six McDonald All-Americans. Upper St. Clair vying for its first state championship. The Panthers last year beat Baldwin for a WPIAL crown in a blowout, 64-41, reached the state quarterfinals before falling to Central York, 71-60. Central York, the defending state champions coming in to this year's tournament, but they were ousted in a blowout by Roman Catholic, 89-46. And we were talking about Lansdale Catholic in our previous broadcast about some of their big wins leading into the state semifinals. Roman Catholic, similar trek to this state Final Four, if you will, and anytime you can beat the reigning state champions, 89-46, that's certainly an eyebrow raiser.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, they've been on a roll. And this, they're about to announce starting lineups, it looks like here. One of the guys did mention on the Catholic side, Tyler Sutton, another guy, 6'2 sophomore. He's already getting a lot of attention as well, ranked pretty highly in this as far as all of the I think in his class, he's in the top 25 nationally. So you talk about the Jackson brothers, Sutton, it's going to make it tough.
Yes, Sutton, 25th ranked sophomore in the nation, according to Rivals.com. And there are some other publications that have him ranked very highly as well. Well, the starting lineup's about to be introduced now. And the Upper St. Clair Panthers in the visiting black uniforms, white numerals and lettering. The starting five for Danny Holzer will look like this. 5'10 senior Julian Dollum, 6' junior Jake Foster, 6'6 senior Camille Jackson, 6'3 senior Nico Guidas, and 6'10 senior Tyler Robbins. Again, for the Panthers, it's Dahlem, Foster, Jackson, Guidas, and Robbins. Danny Holzer, the 30th year head coach for the Upper St. Clair Panthers. For Roman Catholic, led by head coach Chris McNesby in the fourth year of his second stint with the Cahillites. Their starting five looks this way. 6'7 junior Sammy Jackson, 6'2 sophomore Tyler Sutton, 6'2 senior Sebastian Edwards, 6'5 senior CJ Miller, and 6'8 senior Sharif Jackson. Again for Roman Catholic, Sammy Jackson, Sutton, Edwards, Miller, and Sharif Jackson. And a lot of height on both sides, but especially with Roman Catholic, length, athleticism. We mentioned the Jackson brothers at 6'7 and 6'8. You add C.J. Miller in there at 6'5, and then the speed and burst that guys like Tyler Sutton and Sebastian Edwards give you, a superb lineup. We're going to step aside for a break. We'll have the opening tip in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
You can trust a business that's been around for over 80 years. Calibro Tire and Auto Service has helped generations of families take care of all makes and models of cars and light trucks. Check out online reviews and ratings to see Calibro Tire's outstanding reputation for customer service. And when you need quality name brand tires, brakes, alignments, state inspections, diagnostics, and more, call Calibro Tire and Auto Service on Bower Hill Road, 412-221-4300, online, calibrotire.com.
Upper St. Clair and Roman Catholic today in the state semifinals, Class 6A, and this game is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the private non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this broadcast without the express written consent of the PIAA, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025. Just about set for the opening tap. State semifinal. Sharif Jackson, 6'8 for Roman Catholic, and Tyler Robbins, 6'10 senior for Upper St. Clair. Ball in the air. Opening tap controlled by Roman Catholic, and we're underway in the state final four in Class 6A boys basketball. Left to right goes Roman Catholic here in this first half. Upper St. Clair right to left. As we mentioned, the Panthers in the visiting black uniforms and the Cahillites in the home whites out of District 12. Jackson muscles his way in, misses on a lay-in try, ball tipped around, out of bounds. Possession will stay with Roman Catholic.
Strong defense down low there by Sutton and company. Second opportunity here for Roman Catholic.
7:37 to go in the first period, just underway more or less. Ball inbounded to Sharif Jackson. Tyler Sutton, leaner from about 14 feet out, no good. Rebound corralled by Julian Dahlem. Dahlem passing it ahead. Nico Guidas pulls up in the forecourt. Pass for Robbins. Jackson, Sharif Jackson trying to steal the ball, but Robbins gets the ball corralled. Puts up a shot off the high window. No good. Quick rebound. Turning ahead, Sammy Jackson. Sharif Jackson, he'll try a three, and the big man delivers. 3-0, Roman Catholic.
Wow. Yeah, just kind of floated out top. Nobody went with him, so he takes the open J.
We're 1 minute in. Dahlem in the backcourt has the ball tipped. Diving play by Sutton, but it's out of bounds off the hustling Tyler Sutton. Upper St. Clair will have it in the midcourt, about to inbound it Julian Dahlem. Now Sutton, we mentioned he's ranked 25th in the nation. among sophomores, according to Rivals.com. Also ranked number 23 by ESPN. Dahlem in the forecourt, left wing, trying to move in baseline. Bounce pass, nicely done, but it's not controlled, however, by Kamil Jackson. But the Panthers will retrieve it, keep the possession. Up and under, reverse layup. Tyler Robbins in the first basket for the Panthers. 3-2. Roman Catholic leads with 6.5 to go in the first. Three ball left corner, and that one delivers by Sammy Jackson. So both Jacksons with a tray. 6-2 Roman Catholic. Full court pressure here. 6:15 to go in the first. Roman Catholic at full court press, penetrated by Upper St. Clair. Now into the forecourt. Dahlem surveys the seed as Sutton guarding him. Picking up the defense, but too tightly fouled by C.J. Miller, 6'5 senior for the Cahillites.
Nice footwork here down low by Robbins. It's the right hand finish. And first foul here by either team.
C.J. Miller, also a defensive end and tight end on the football team for Roman Catholic, product out of South Jersey. Dahlem inbounds backcourt to Sebastian Edwards. Edwards hands it off to Dahlem, who walks it across the timeline in between the leg dribble. Gets a screen set up by Jake Foster. Now back to Kamil Jackson, Jackson's pass looking for Robbins, but that's tipped out of there by Sharif Jackson. Possession will stay with the Panthers with 5:44 to go in the first period, and Roman Catholic holding a 6-2 lead. Dahlem to inbound for the baseline left. Sutton leaping in his face, but that ball launched into the backcourt where it's retrieved by Jake Foster. Foster, the 6-foot junior. Foster, he's the guy who had the assist on the Tyler Robbins slam dunk to win it in overtime against McDowell. Three ball missed there, though, by Robbins. The other way from the right wing, a little shimmy move by Sebastian Edwards. He'll kick it out. Sammy Jackson, three off target. Offensive glass, Sharif Jackson up with the left. And the touch shot for Sharif Jackson, 8-2, Cahillites.
Got a couple second chance opportunities, and that was one more. That time they were able to finish, and it was a foul going back down the other way. Second one on Roman Catholic.
Quick foul. This will go against Tyler Sutton of Roman Catholic with 5:09 to play in the first period. 8-2, Cahillites leading. Jackson will check out as Ryan Robbins, 6'7 sophomore, of course the younger brother of Tyler Robbins. Tyler at 6'10, a bit leaner, if you will. Ryan Robbins, who's also an offensive lineman for the football team, he brings in a little more muscle to the equation for this Upper St. Clair offense. And right now he's trying to battle it out with Jackson as the inbounds pass goes to Tyler Robbins out near the half court line from Dahlem. Tyler Robbins trying to move in. C.J. Miller, another foul. That's already number two on him. 5:03 to go in the first.
Yeah, third team foul. And unlike our previous game where we only had three in the entire first half of that girls game, we've got three quick early on here, and that's one way that Upper St. Clair can climb back into the score a little bit if they get the free throw in line with the bonus.
Winner of this faces the winner of Imhotep Charter and Father Judge. Judge with a 47-40 lead on Imhotep at the end of three quarters as we speak. Dahlem off a screen on the inbounds. Kicks right corner and a travel in the corner as Jake Foster trying to find a way to get free but shuffle the feet. Check that. Nico Guidus, rather, with the travel. Guidus called for that one. Score 8-2, Roman Catholic leading. We're down to 4:52 to play in the first period. Both teams still in that feeling out phase in the early going. Sammy Jackson out to Sharif Jackson, trying to split a double team. He will, and then kick. Three ball good. Spinning it home, it's Samaj Robinson, 5'9 junior, into the game off the bench.
Third tray of the afternoon already for Roman Catholic.
Spreading them out as well. Three different players. An 11-2 lead for Roman Catholic. 4:20 left in the opening stanza. Dahlem's pass trying to feed it to Ryan Robbins, but it's well read and stolen by Sebastian Edwards. He'll kick right wing three. That time the three ball does not go down, and the rebound corralled by Dahlem. Dahlem Looks to guide us three as he dribbles out of the right corner toward the wing, and he drains it 11-5. Big answer there for Upper St. Clair. The Panthers needed that. 11-5, Roman Catholic with 3:50 to go in the first. The Cahillites will slow it down for the moment. Sutton with a burst to the lane. No good. Rebound tipped out of there. And it's chased down by Ryan Robbins.
It was a really nice job by Jake Foster to save that and get it back to a teammate.
Jake Foster for Upper St. Clair at the top right point. Gets a screen from Ryan Robbins. On the left side, Nico Gaitis. Gets a screen again from Robbins. Dribbles toward the top of the key. Left wing to Dahlem. Diagonally out. Top right. Deep three ball. No good for Foster. Offensive rebound, though. It's Robbins. Robbins trying to muscle in on Sharif Jackson, and he will. 11-7. Panthers down by four.
Oh, strong move there. And second chance opportunities, and that's the key here. You got a big guy like Robbins in there. Fought for that rebound and then able to finish as well.
2:50 left in the first period. Sharif Jackson, he'll try another three near the top of the key. Back iron on this one. And it's Tyler Robbins who climbs the ladder for the board. Quickly ahead, deep three, right wing. And the swish from Nico Gaitis. Gaitis with his 60th three-pointer of the year. He hits 39% from beyond the arc. And the Panthers down by just one, 11-10, after an 11-2 start for Roman Catholic. Cahillites, the drive, and a foul upcoming on Upper St. Clair as Tyler Sutton gains some space.
First team foul on the Panthers. That one, shooting foul, though, will put Roman Catholic at the line. Looks like we got a break.
And that's going to be our first media timeout. 2:22 to go in the first period. Roman Catholic 11, Upper St. Clair 10 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
.222 left in the first period. Roman Catholic raced out to an 11-2 lead, but Upper St. Clair has cut it to 11-10. And headed to the free throw line after a foul on Ryan Robbins. Shooting two is Tyler Sutton. Sutton, who averages 14.8 points per game for the Cahillites. He talked about his rankings across the country. Makes the first free throw. Sutton also a 78% free throw shooter, one of the top guys in steals with 82 on the team to lead the squad for Roman Catholic. Second free throw no good, and the lead is 12-10 for Roman Catholic. So a chance to tie or take the lead for Upper St. Clair, who fell behind 3-0 to start and has been behind ever since, but they are on a bit of a run themselves. Inside, Tyler Robbins, he's fouled. Sammy Jackson with the tomahawk chop on the left arm of Robbins.
Yeah, nice feet work again. Gets himself the other side of the basket, and that's all Jackson can do is foul him. It'll put him at the line for two.
First foul on Sammy Jackson. Fourth foul on Roman Catholic in this first period. 2:05 to go in the opening stanza. First free throw for Robbins is an air ball. And no good. Tyler Robbins, a 72% free throw shooter, so a little uncomfortable there. He averages just shy of 15 points per game. And Tyler Robbins, the Big 56 Section 2 Player of the Year this year. Miami of Ohio commit.
Second free throw also no good. So an 0-for-2 trip there, and he is frustrated as he heads back to play some defense. So still a two-point lead for Roman Catholic in the 6A semifinal. Great to have you with us on WJPA and the NFHS Network. Right corner three, the splash for Samaj Robinson. Already his second tray of the game. And Roman Catholic improves the lead to 5. 15-10, Cahillites. Nice pass dropped off to a trailer and Robbins, but he travels. Good look there by Dahlem, but the travel by Robbins is a little rattled in this first period.
Yeah, a little extra hop right there. And another turnover, so we have to take a deep breath. A lot of basketball left to be played.
Long way to go in this one indeed. Backcourt to forecourt, walking it forward, Sammy Jackson for Roman Catholic, the powerhouse out of District 12. Sammy Jackson finds his brother, Sharif Jackson. He misses on a three that rattles out. And the Panthers the other way. Dahlem fakes a pass. He's going to drive down the middle of the lane. Roman Catholic wanted to travel, but the pass aiming for the corner for Gianni DeSora is stolen away by Roman Catholic. But DeSora with a hustling play, the theft down the other end. He'll look to Guidus. Guidus trying to kick it back out to DeSora. Tips, ricochets, Robbins. Robbins guarded by Sammy Jackson. His pass is too tall. Boy, a frantic pace there on both ends for both teams.
Yeah, that's a case for the Panthers. Just kind of need to settle down. You have it in the half court right there. Set your offense up, and instead they're trying to keep it moving on the fly, cause a turnover, and get the ball right back to Roman Catholic, still down by 5.
15-10, Roman Catholic on top first period. 6A semifinals. We're down to 37 seconds in this first quarter. The Cahillites slow it down for the moment. Sammy Jackson finds an open man. Right corner three. No good for Edwards. Quick rebound and the push. Dahlem has Guidus. Guidus thought about a three. He'll take a step back. Three from deeper, and he loves it. And another splash from Guidus. Wow. His second tray of the game.
Nico Guidus. That's what they call in the gym range.
15-13. Roman Catholic's lead cut to 2. We have a foul on Upper St. Clair defensively. And that'll go against Gianni DeSora, who brings in the spark, the hustle off the bench, the 5'7 senior. DeSora, also a wide receiver and defensive back on the football team for Upper St. Clair with some Division III offers. Plays lacrosse as well for the Panthers. Step back three right wing and a foul, no basket. But Tyler Sutton will head to the line for 3 free throws.
Not sure how much contact was there. There was some, but it was enough to draw this foul, and it was unnecessary because the ball was offline anyways, but it's going to give Roman Catholic a chance to go up the line for 3.
They call that foul on Luke Marchinski, which is his first. Free throw, no good on the first, but Sutton will have 2 more. Ryan Robbins will re-enter for DeSora. DeSora at 5'7". Then you bring in Ryan Robbins at 6'7". Certainly a bit of a difference. He'll match it up with Sharif Jackson on the blocks. And the third free throw goes in. So 1-for-3 trip. The second one was also no good. 1-for-3 trip there for Sutton. And we're down to the final seconds of this first period, and that'll do it for quarter number 1. 16-13, the score, Upper St. Clair trailing Roman Catholic after 1. Back with more in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Through one quarter, Roman Catholic 16, Upper St. Clair 13 in the Class 6A boys basketball semifinals. And we talked a lot about the Robbins brothers, but how about Nico Guidis? 9 points for him, 3 three-pointers.
Yeah, and from way downtown on some occasions.
If he was a swimmer, he'd like the deep end of the pool because he's been shooting them from deep today. We have an immediate foul on Roman Catholic to open the second quarter. Or do we have some bookkeeping? Let's see here.
I don't think their clock stopped. That's why I was like, why do they only have 1 second off the clock? But they ran a couple more off.
So. All right, so no foul. It's just clock operating issues at the table. So we'll try it again. Ball inbounded to the backcourt. And in command is Jake Foster as he creeps forward. Gets a screen from Ryan Robbins. Dish toward Tyler Robbins. Ricochets off both of the Robbins brothers. And in stride, it's stolen away by Wayne Ruffin. He has a trailer. Back to Ruffin, though, from Sammy Jackson. Ruffin with the floater from the baseline. No good. Here comes Dahlem after the rebound. Dahlem, little hook pass out. Three ball skyward. Foster too strong. Ryan Robbins, offensive glass. Has it ripped away, though, by Sharif Jackson as it finds its way to Wayne Ruffin again. In transition comes Sebastian Edwards. Three-point lead for Roman Catholic. Sharif Jackson trying to muscle his way in on Ryan Robbins. Gets a shot off, no good. Tyler Robbins on the defensive glass. Near steal, backcourt still keeping possession. Dahlem, and then he draws a foul by Sebastian Edwards.
Watch this sneaky move right here. Just kind of maybe drift to the right a little bit, take the contact in the back, draws the easy foul.
That's savvy basketball right there. And Roman Catholic's coach Chris McNesby hollering at the officials, but Dahlem, he basically had Edwards pinned to the sideline and then accepted the foul. He knew he was back there, and he knew Edwards, if he was going to continue forward, was going to foul him and bump into him. And that was just a savvy play by the senior Dahlem, who's got the basketball again. Panthers down by three, just under seven to play in the second quarter. Ryan Robbins, left side low blocks, guarded by Sharif Jackson. Right-handed hook, no good. Sharif Jackson rebound, eventually corralled, and then he'll push it forward. Up ahead to Ruffin. Check down, that's Robinson. Right quarter three. Off target on the try by Edwards. Defensive glass again. It's Tyler Robbins for Upper St. Clair. Dahlem, the sleek point guard, trying to split a double team. Has some trouble with it. Stolen away by Sammy Jackson. Two on one for Roman Catholic. Lay-in good for Sebastian Edwards. His first basket of the game, 18-13. First basket of the second quarter for either side belongs to Edwards, and it's 18-13 Roman Catholic. Two minutes into the second period. Deep three, Dahlem off the right side of the rim, but the tip in is he's able to box out with the left hand and then tip it in with the right. Ryan Robbins.
Ryan Robbins coming on strong on both ends of the court. That time there with the offensive rebound and a one-handed putback. I don't even think his second hand touched the ball.
It definitely did not. 18-15, Panthers trail by three. We're at 5:39 to go in the second quarter. Left-handed baby hook, good for Sharif Jackson. He's up to seven. Player who averages just shy of 14 points per game. 5-point lead, Roman Catholic. Dahlem near the left wing, guarded tightly by Edwards. Pitch and catch between he and Guidis. Screen, Ryan Robbins, who's made his impact felt. Foster having a little trouble with the dribble. Gains it back, gets a step on his defender, but it's blocked from behind by Wayne Ruffin. In transition, Roman Catholic up ahead, Sammy Jackson without numbers. He'll wait for a trailer. Gets a return pass out to Sharif Jackson. Three ball, back rim. Rebound tipped to Tyler Robbins once more. Roman Catholic cold in the second quarter. Only one basket for each side. I guess you could say the same for both teams, really. Bit of a scoring drought in period number two. Left elbow, Tyler Robbins. Dish to Dahlem. Dahlem dribbles toward the left corner, followed by Edwards. Lost the handle. And the steal, Samaj Robinson finds Wayne Ruffin while he was falling down to the hardwood. In the forecourt, Sammy Jackson back to Ruffin in between the circles, left wing Robinson. Three ball just off center to the top of the key. It's drained by Sammy Jackson, his second tray of the afternoon. 23-15 Roman Catholic, 4:20 to go in the first period, and the Cahillites calling a timeout. We'll have more in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Calusi Chevrolet is family owned and operated since 1918. We have been a staple in the automotive industry in Pittsburgh and the surrounding area for decades. We're a full-service Chevrolet dealership with new and certified pre-owned cars and trucks, medium-duty work trucks, parts and service, and a state-of-the-art collision center. But don't take our word for it. We have several online shopping and scheduling experiences for your convenience at Calusi.com.
Great to have you with us today on WJPA, the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. 23-15, Roman Catholic with the advantage on Upper St. Clair, 4:20 to go in the second period. And Rusty Pettit, your impressions of this one so far?
Yeah, I mean, good basketball on both ends. Both these teams, you can see what they're wanting to do, and I think the key's going to come down to who's got more will to force their game upon the other. But great basketball here in the early going. Right now, Roman Catholic with the early edge.
Fourth court come the Panthers. Foster finds a wide-open Guidus top of the key, and a rare miss for him. That's as wide-open as he's been all day, but that one he missed. Rebound, Cahillites. Left side low block, Sharif Jackson. Backs his way in on Tyler Robbins, and the lay-in with the right. The kiss off the window, and it's suddenly a 10-point lead for Roman Catholic, 25-15. Sharif Jackson has 9 so far to lead the way for the Cahillites. 3:37 to go in the first half, second quarter. Chris McNesby, the Roman Catholic coach, telling the defense to get their hands up, and they do, and they are able to convert a steal in stride. Tyler Sutton trying to go coast to coast. He is fouled on the way up. No basket, but 2 free throws pending for Tyler Sutton.
Yeah, once again, not wasting any time getting into the transition game. Robinson takes the contact, go to the line for 2.
And we are at the media timeout.
That's Sutton.
3:20 to go in the second quarter. 10-point lead, Roman Catholic. Back with more of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Tyler Sutton at the free throw line out of the media timeout. Roman Catholic right now on a 7-0 run, leading 25-15 over Upper St. Clair, the Class 6A semifinals in the PIAA basketball playoffs. First free throw good for Sutton. He was 1-for-3 on his last trip to the line. Makes the first here, an 11-point lead now for the Cahillites. And it will stay at 11 as the second free throw missed. Rebound, Ryan Robbins. In the other state semifinal, Father Judge a winner over Imhotep Charter, 69-58. So the winner of this one will face Father Judge on Saturday night at Hershey at 8 p.m. Inside feed, Robbins to Robbins. It's Tyler Robbins with a lay-in for an answer. 26-17, Roman Catholic's lead cut to 9.
Yeah, that's the offense that U.S. Upper St. Clair wants to run. Get it down to your big man down low. Nice finish.
That breaks up an 8-0 run by Roman Catholic. Pull up Jay left elbow. Off target on the try for Tyler Sutton. Panthers, Dahlem, Dish. Right side for Foster. Foster from the top right, going to dribble it off to the left. Hands it off to Guidus. What a year Guidus has had, career Guidus has had. He's become a major player in his senior year. We've got an offensive foul on Ryan Robbins as he barreled over Wayne Ruffin.
Triple team right there. Ruffin got the shorter end of the contact, but able to draw the foul.
Second foul on Ryan Robbins. They'll keep him out there, but something to keep an eye on, because obviously the size of Robbins in the paint, he presents problems for any opponent, but certainly for Roman Catholic as well, despite their height and athleticism. Sharif Jackson out to Edwards for three, no good. Rebound Dahlem. Panthers trailing by nine. Good stop there for Upper St. Clair. Under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Danny Holzer, the 30th year head coach, with instruction for his team in the forecourt. Dahlem dribble goes off the back of his heel on a behind-the-back dribble try. Steal. Roman Catholic. Sharif Jackson can't control it, but he saves it. Nearly falling out of bounds. Has Tyler Sutton for a layup. 28-17. Roman Catholic.
Wow, that was impressive. See, the scramble starts here near midcourt. Ball, they get at the head of their big man. He takes it all the way down. He can't get the handle, but does enough to keep it right back in there. A nice finish there by Sutton.
Then the ball immediately tipped out of bounds by Sutton. 1:33 left in quarter number two. Foster works his way into the forecourt. Floater of a pass to Ryan Robbins. Takes a dribble, power dribble, up with it. Strong move to the cup. 28-19, Panthers down by nine once more. Ryan Robbins with six. Tyler Robbins has four. Nico Guidus with nine for Upper St. Clair. Nice drive with the right-handed lay-in. Sebastian Edwards with an answer. 30-19, Roman Catholic.
Roman Catholic just scores from so many different ways. Edwards getting his first there in the paint.
Under a minute left in the first half. Three ball, no good. Off the bench, Luke Marcinski cannot convert. One and done on that trip. The Cahillites wide open. Sharif Jackson converts the three. He's in double figures with a dozen. His second tray of the day. And it's now 33-19, Roman Catholic.
He started off the game with that three early on, and he's been scoring from down low since then. Now he decided to back it back out, going to double digits.
23 seconds to play in the half. Skip pass, out of bounds. Miscommunication there between Foster and Ryan Robbins, expecting Robbins to cut. He did not.
It's a nice finish there by Ryan Robbins down low, but right here, dish off. Edwards takes it to the hoop. And then there's the three, the second of the afternoon for Sharif Jackson.
14-point lead for Roman Catholic. Really sparked by a 7-0 run. It was a three-point game prior to the 7-0 run that made it a double-digit lead. And it had been fluctuating between a 9- and 11-point lead until that Sharif Jackson three a short time ago. But Sharif Jackson commits a turnover, a travel, with 4.5 seconds left. So Upper St. Clair one more chance to trim the deficit before intermission.
Get some new personnel on the court just for these last 4 seconds before the half.
Dahlem will inbound in front of the Upper St. Clair bench in the backcourt near Danny Holzer. He'll send it in forecourt. Has Foster down to 2 seconds. Foster, right corner three, no good. And that'll end half number one. Roman Catholic, the third place finisher out of District 12, leading the champions out of District 7, Upper St. Clair, by a score of 33-19. We'll pause for a break. and review some halftime numbers with you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
You can trust a business that's been around for over 80 years. Calibro Tire and Auto Service has helped generations of families take care of all makes and models of cars and light trucks. Check out online reviews and ratings to see Calibro Tire's outstanding reputation for customer service. And when you need quality name brand tires, brakes, alignment, state inspections, diagnostics, and more, call Calibro Tire and Auto Service on Bower Hill Road, 412-221-4300. Online, CalibroTire.com.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, rosters, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit MaxPreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list and one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price. And so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
We are at the half at Chambersburg High School. Roman Catholic leading Upper St. Clair 33-19 in the Class 6A boys basketball semifinals. In the other semi, we mentioned it, Father Judge defeating Imhotep Charter 69-58. So Father Judge awaits the winner of this one. And this game turned a little bit, still far away from being over, but in the second quarter, it was an 18-15 lead for Roman Catholic. They end the first half, though, due to the Cahillites on a 15-4 run. And that is what has brought us to the current 33-19 advantage for Roman Catholic.
Yeah, and they're doing it from everywhere. They've been able to shoot from outside, and then they've also been able to work down low. Upper St. Clair, they've showed some glimpses of doing, basically keeping their game, getting what they want to do. But it's not been enough, because Roman Catholic so far has been capitalizing. It seems just like they're capitalizing on almost every mistake that the Panthers are making. But as you said, lots of basketball to go, but they're going to have to make some adjustments in the second half. I do like one adjustment. I think Ryan Robbins coming in off the bench has been a really nice answer for at least for Sharif Jackson down low. The problem is he's also able to hit the three.
Right, and he opened it. You brought up the point. He opened the first half, the ball game, with a three, and he had another big three. That was really what sparked that 15-4 spurt toward the end of the second quarter for Roman Catholic, was that three ball. So Sharif Jackson, 12 points for him, 6 each for Sammy Jackson and Samaj Robinson, 4 points each for Tyler Sutton and Sebastian Edwards. For Upper St. Clair, Nico Guidas has 9 points, 3 three-pointers for him, Ryan Robbins 6, and Tyler Robbins with 4, and that's where we sit right now in terms of the individual scoring as well. We'll step aside for another break here while we are at the half and take a look at some more items in the state basketball playoffs. Again, the score, Roman Catholic 33, Upper St. Clair 19, on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hey, welcome back on the WJPA Sports Network. I'm Randy Gore along with Rusty Pettit. As at the half, Upper St. Clair trailing 33-19 to the Roman Catholic Cahillites. As we noted, Father Judge awaits the winner of this one. Some other scores along the way today. Going back to Class 4A semifinals in girls basketball. Newman Goretti defeats Philadelphia Audenried today, 71-52. They'll face Lansdale Catholic, who earlier on blew out North Catholic from this very site here at Chambersburg. So that'll be the 4A girls basketball semifinal on Saturday at noon. On the other game today on the WJPA Sports Network, Peters Township and South Fayette. The Lions of South Fayette leading Peters Township at the end of three quarters, 40-30 in 5A girls basketball. Archbishop Wood defeating Crestwood 69-29. Also from earlier today in boys basketball, South Allegheny with a 36-31 win over Aliquippa. So, and we'll pass along some other scores along the way. It looks like you have one.
Yeah, it was just an update on you. They're into the fourth, South Fayette, and now it's 41-32. So not a big difference, but they're into the fourth on that one.
And class single A girls basketball, Bishop Guilfoyle in the battle of the bishops. Bishop Guilfoyle defeats Bishop Carroll 49-42. So the chess match goes to Guilfoyle in that one in class single A girls basketball. Again, we'll pass along some more scores as we fill out the state bracket along the way today. And from last night as well, pass along some of last night's scores. In Class 6A girls basketball, Upper St. Clair defeats Garnet Valley 53-49. So a great year at Upper St. Clair. They'll face the Panthers, Perkiomen Valley on Friday at 6 p.m. at Hershey. Is Perkiomen Valley defeating Archbishop Carroll last night in the 6A semis, 52-45. 3A girls basketball, Shadyside Academy beating Olsh 43-29. Loyal Sauk Township winners over Imhotep Charter 65-46. And those two will duel, Shadyside and Loyal Sauk, Thursday at 6 in Hershey. Class 2A girls basketball, Bishop McCourt 55-53 over Penns Manor. Berlin Brothers Valley 41-38 defeating Mountain View. So Bishop McCourt against Berlin Brothers Valley on Thursday at noon. Boys basketball, Newman Goretti over Upper Moreland. 5A semifinals last night. Hershey beats Chartiers Valley 66-50. 4A semis and boys, Devon Prep 64-44 over Valley View. Berks Catholic takes down North Catholic 67-59. Class single A semifinals, Sankofa Freedom Academy 63-41 over Lancaster Country Day. And Neighborhood Academy over Otto Eldred 55-38. So that's some of what we have thus far in the state bracket. Again, as we fill that out on our way to Hershey, everyone looking for a sweet finish at Hershey, Pennsylvania over the weekend. We're going to step aside for one more break. We'll have the second half of this one. Your score at the half. Roman Catholic leads Upper St. Clair 33-19 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Calusi Chevrolet is family-owned and operated since 1918. We have been a staple in the automotive industry in Pittsburgh and the surrounding area for decades. We're a full-service Chevrolet dealership with new and certified pre-owned cars and trucks, medium-duty work trucks, parts and service, and a state-of-the-art collision center. But don't take our word for it. We have several online shopping and scheduling experiences for your convenience at Calusi.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Just about set for the second half here on the WJPA Sports Network. Class 6A boys basketball semifinals. Roman Catholic 33, Upper St. Clair 19. I'm Randy Gore along with Rusty Pettit. Rusty, what are you looking for in the second half from both sides? Maybe halftime adjustments.
I know Upper St. Clair is probably going to want to get the ball down low in the hands of Tyler Robbins a little bit more, work the offense off of him. His brother Ryan's been productive down there to get the two of them. Also, something they found success with earlier was guidance from the outside. We haven't seen them go back to that. Roman Catholic, I think, just more of the same. They're going to want to spread the ball out and stay intense on defense. And they're going to, yeah, I mean, it's been working so far. They've been hitting from everywhere.
Sharif Jackson leading all scorers with 12 points for Roman Catholic. The Cahillites will start with the basketball to open half number two. So right to left now for Roman Catholic. Inside feed, C.J. Miller. Basket and the foul. An immediate jump start for the Cahillites, expanding that lead to 35-19.
Talk about spreading the ball around. That was one guy who hadn't got on the board. Now he is, and he's going to have a chance to add with the old-fashioned three-point play here from the line.
And Miller got into early foul trouble in that first quarter, picked up two fouls early. Misses on the free throw, but offensive rebound, Sharif Jackson, blocked out of there by Tyler Robbins, and then the ball ricochets out of bounds. They're going to say off of Julian Dahlem.
Yeah, good work on the offensive boards. He's been doing it all afternoon, Jackson, but right there, Robin with the swat.
Baseline left, trigger in right corner for Sebastian Edwards. His pass tipped by Camille Jackson, but it's retrieved in the backcourt by Sharif Jackson. The Jackson brothers, their father Mark Jackson, played at Roman Catholic, played at Temple, named to the Temple Hall of Fame, and also played in the NBA, drafted by the Golden State Warriors in 1997. Current color analyst with the 76ers. We have a foul on Upper St. Clair. That's charged to Dahlem, his first.
Yeah, it was behind the play. It was intercepted by Robbins, and Upper St. Clair wanting an explanation.
Oh, and we've got a technical called on Danny Holzer. So you had an initial foul, and then Coach Danny Holzer of Upper St. Clair disputing that. The officials say they've heard enough. And so it will be technical free throws for Sebastian Edwards. Edwards' first one is good. He is an 84% free throw shooter. So not the guy you want in a scenario like this. 7:27 left in the third. Still in the early going in the second half. But he had an early basket by Miller. Edwards makes both of the technical free throws. And the Cahillites will still have the basketball. Danny Holzer still wanting an explanation. We're going to have a timeout here. 7:27 to go early in the third. 37-19, Roman Catholic. Full timeout coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
You can trust a business that's been around for over 80 years. Calibro Tire and Auto Service has helped generations of families take care of all makes and models of cars and light trucks. Check out online reviews and ratings to see Calibro Tire's outstanding reputation for customer service. And when you need quality name brand tires, brakes, alignments, state inspections, diagnostics, and more, call Calibro Tire and Auto Service on Bower Hill Road, 412-221-4300, online, calibrotire.com.
Back underway out of the Upper St. Clair timeout, and we have a turnover by Roman Catholic that'll give the Panthers the basketball. Roman Catholic leading 37-19, third quarter, still in the first minute of the period. And we had a technical foul called on Danny Holzer. Danny Holzer, 30th year head coach at Upper St. Clair, always first class, well known in the WPIAL, also the athletic director at Upper St. Clair. And our understanding, so in 30 years as a head coach, that's only his fourth technical called against him. As it turns out, it's two in back-to-back games in the state playoffs after a turnover by the Panthers, missing on a layup Tyler Sutton, and the Panthers come the other way. Right wing, Guidus trying to light up a three off the front of the rim. Rebound reeled in by Tyler Sutton. Sutton will push, stumbles, keeps his balance. Nice feed. Sammy Jackson defended well under the basket. Kicks left corner. Three rims out for Sebastian Edwards. Put back C.J. Miller and Roman Catholic. Increasing the lead suddenly to 20, 39-19.
Kind of snuck out to that big lead. There's a three by Dahlem.
So Julian Dahlem, his first make of the game, and it's a three ball. He averages just shy of 5 points per game, but very active defensively and a great point guard for Upper St. Clair. So Panthers needed that desperately, down 39-22. But an answer, Sharif Jackson, yet another three. A triple of Trace for him. He's up to 15 points, 42-22, Roman Catholic. 5:44 to go in the third. Dahlem, left side low, blocks amongst the trees, will kick out. Foster, three left wing. That's no good. Rebound, Sharif Jackson. He'll push Tyler Sutton, trying to get by a man. He's fouled. Two free throws. Foster will be called for this one. The other game on the air on WJPA today. South Fayette leads Peters Township 46-34. 2 minutes left in that one. Girls basketball. Free throw converted on for Tyler Sutton. Sutton, a 78% free throw shooter. Has offers from St. John's, Penn State, West Virginia University, Mississippi State, and others. Does Sutton, just a sophomore, first team All-Catholic. Misses on the second free throw. He's normally very good at the line, but he struggled there today. But it's still a 21-point lead for Roman Catholic, 43-22. 5:20 left in the third. Left corner, foul before the pass, let loose by Foster. Was looking for Dahlem in the left corner. Dahlem will trigger from the baseline left. Dahlem, a John Carroll University commit for football.
The other thing that technical foul did, it added to the total of the team fouls, and so it quickly, with more than five minutes left here in the third, Roman Catholic basically in the bonus from here on out in this period.
Yeah, 14 fouls for Upper St. Clair, just one on Roman Catholic. Foster drives left side of the lane, bounce pass to Ryan Robbins. Robbins muscles his way in, 43-24. It's a 19-point ball game. Robbins has 8 points now. That being Ryan Robbins. Three, Sharif Jackson, that time a miss. Good box out for Foster as he tips the rebound to Tyler Robbins. Under five to go in the third. Dahlem, little shimmy shake move on Edwards, draws a foul.
We did get an update as a final in that girls game, South Fayette winning 50-36 over Peters Township.
So South Fayette will face Archbishop Wood, who defeated Crestwood today 69-29. As Upper St. Clair with the basketball after that last foul charge to Edwards on the floor. Dahlem, it will get free, dribbling right to left, has a man wide open. Foster left corner, no good. Rebound reeled in by Sharif Jackson. He's going to turn on the Jets as a teammate left wing. Samaj Robinson back on the inside. It'll give and go, and Sammy Jackson with the flush, the dunk, and it's 45-24, Roman Catholic.
Well, he's just parted there, and he was able to get up for the big finish.
You get the sense that the Jackson brothers have done that a time or two. Diving, hustling play there for Wayne Ruffin, but he tips the ball out of bounds. 45-24, Roman Catholic in front, 4:07 to play in the third period. Dahlem will inbound to the backcourt with Gianni DeSora. DeSora creeps in to the forecourt, resistance near the perimeter. Looks to Guidus. Guidus guarded tightly by Edwards. Yeah, Guidus hit those three three-pointers early in the first half, but the attention has been much tighter on him ever since. From Roman Catholic is swiping the ball out of bounds right there. Samaj Robinson out of the hands of Tyler Robbins. We're at the media timeout. 3:51 to go in the third. 45-24, Roman Catholic leads Upper St. Clair on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, putting work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
3:51 remaining in the third quarter in Roman Catholic, up 45-24. It was a three-point game in the second quarter, but a 15-4 run by the Cahillites ended the half for a 33-19 advantage, and they opened up the third strong. And out of the media timeout, Dahlem finds a cutter in Nico Guidus, who's fouled on the way up, and he'll get two free throws. Foul on Samaj Robinson. Speaking earlier, the year that Nico Guidus has, he leads the team in three-pointers, up to 62 with his makes today. And a late bloomer has had a storybook senior year. Back in middle school, was on the C team. He wasn't even on the B team. You know, the A team, B team, he was on the C team. And wasn't a varsity player until this season. Wasn't a starter until midseason, but he's played so well, you can't keep him off the floor. And missed the first free throw, and the second one no good as well. So a couple of misfires there for Nico Guidus, but doesn't take away from what has been a fantastic senior year for him. Right elbow, foul. And he's trying to put up a jump shot there, Tyler Sutton. Foul will go on Gianni DeSora, his second.
That'll put Roman Catholic in the bonus for the remainder of the third.
You talked about that, Rusty. You know, the early technical foul. And it came after an initial foul. Danny Holzer called for a tech foul. And that has Roman Catholic in this advantageous position to really pad what is a large lead at the moment. First free throw good for Tyler Sutton. 46-24. And a miss. The only positive is that Sutton has been off target at the free throw line today. Has kind of kept things within reason to some degree, but it's still a 22-point advantage for Roman Catholic. 3:28 to go in the third period. Tyler Robbins, reverse layup, no. Gets his own rebound. Going to try and muscle his way up, and he will this time. Right through Sharif Jackson, 46-26, back to a 20-point game.
Yeah, puts him in double digits, and that's been a really nice story here this afternoon for the Panthers, even though they have been trailing a lot.
And a takeaway. It's Guidus. Guidus allows the flyby to a trailer, and from the mid blocks the touch, 46-28.
Such a great heads-up basketball move there by Guidus. He knew he had the pressure behind him. Just let it go by, give yourself plenty of time to hit the little bunny.
And then Guidus able to steal it away from Sutton, comes away with the steal, has DeSora right wing, little head fake, DeSora kicks, left corner, pump fake, three ball skyward, short on the try by Dahlem, rebound, it's Sutton, has it ripped right out of his hands by Dahlem, and they're going to call a jump ball in the arrow with Upper St. Clair. That's a tough one.
Yeah, to say the least, that's the fastest jump ball I've ever seen.
Oh, wow, that's a quick whistle. Dahlem can't believe it, and I can't necessarily disagree.
Oh,
I don't have a dog in the fight, but
that's like a Sports Center top 10 steal right there is what it is. And then to call a jump off, that seems criminal. But
18-point lead, Roman Catholic. 2:34 left in the third quarter. So Dahlem in control. The possession is with Upper St. Clair, but you'd have rathered the steal and still have the arrow. Dahlem circles underneath the basket. Nice take as he sprints by Sharif Jackson for the lay-in. Dahlem makes it a 16-point game. Panthers trailing 46-30. Some momentum here for the Panthers late in the third. And now trying to trap Edwards, but a timeout as it was right in front of Chris McNesby, the fourth-year head coach in his second stint at Roman Catholic, calls the TO. 2:08 to play in the third. Panthers with some momentum, trailing Roman Catholic 46-30 in the state semifinals on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS. Yeah. 46-30, Roman Catholic with the lead. But had really some great opportunities to expand the advantage at the free throw line in this third quarter, have been unable to do so. Lead at its largest point was 22. Right now it's 16 for Roman Catholic. The Cahillites timeout. Aggressive D here from Upper St. Clair. Jackson has it stolen away, that being Sharif Jackson. Pickpocketed by Camille Jackson of Upper St. Clair. Dahlem in control in the forecourt as he is gaining confidence here in this second half. He wants a screen. Tyler Robbins will try to help provide one, but nearly has the ball jarred free by Sammy Jackson. And Dahlem, again, the savvy senior, draws a blocking foul on Sammy Jackson.
Yeah, contact was there. He sold it a little bit more, but it was definitely a foul. And that will put the Roman Catholic total at 4, so one more and Upper St. Clair in the bonus for the remainder, although there's only a minute and a half left.
Second individual foul on Sammy Jackson of Roman Catholic. Ball inbounded backcourt to Foster of Upper St. Clair. Across the timeline with 1:22 remaining in the third. Panthers once trailed by 22, down by 16, trying to trim the deficit some more. Inside, Ryan Robbins, the Tyler Robbins, basket and the foul. Here come the Panthers with 1:12 to go in the third.
They tried this Robbins-to-Robbins magic a little earlier in this quarter. It didn't connect. This time it does, and they'll go to the line for the extra shot.
Foul on Sammy Jackson as well, so that's another big negative to that scenario for Roman Catholic. So C.J. Miller will check back in as he has two fouls, but Sammy Jackson will sit with three. 46-32. Free throw, Tyler Robbins. He connects. So Tyler Robbins, a 72% free throw shooter, makes it there, and it's now a 13-point ball game. Roman Catholic's lead being whittled away, and now a steal by Dahlem. Dahlem from Upper St. Clair looks to DeSora, but off balance in the left corner. Tried to save it, could not. Turnover as those two not quite on the same page. Dahlem taps his chest, said, "That one's on me."
Yeah, just kind of a bad pass. Dahlem throws it, doesn't give him any real estate to work with there, and turnover.
58 seconds left in the third quarter. Upper St. Clair trailing Roman Catholic by 13. Left wing, Samaj Robinson. And a steal, jumping a pass, it's Camille Jackson. Jackson to DeSora, little alley-oop and the slam dunk for Camille Jackson, the 6'6 senior with an emphatic first basket of the game. 46-35, Upper St. Clair trails by 11. 35 seconds to go in the third. Oh, and the Upper St. Clair defense applying some intense pressure right now. Roman Catholic able to get by it this time, and Sharif Jackson is fouled on his way to the basket, and he'll get two free throws.
A finish there on the other end by Camille Jackson. But momentum swing. It's a big mountain to climb, but they are climbing.
Camille Jackson, second team all section this year with that flush a short time ago, and helps provide a formidable front court with the Robbins brothers. First free throw good here for Sharif Jackson, up to 16 points for him. And the second one will go down as well. 48-35, Roman Catholic leading by 13. 17 for Sharif Jackson. Dahlem harassed in the half court, finds Tyler Robbins, and he nearly is pickpocketed, but the ball ricochets to Dahlem. Dahlem drives, and this time a charge.
Yeah.
He came in strong, and he was trying to draw a blocking foul, but instead it's a charge of Sharif Jackson. Able to convert the second foul on Dahlem of the day. That's a big turn of events there for Roman Catholic. Lead is 13 for the Cahillites. 48-35. Full court pressure here from USC. 10 seconds to go in the third. Sammy Jackson back in the game to Sharif Jackson. In the left corner, Sammy Jackson left wide open for three. Rattles out. Rebound Miller. And the reverse layup too late. No good anyway for C.J. Miller. And that'll do it for the third. So Roman Catholic up 48-35 as we head to the fourth of the 6A semifinals on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Welcome back to Chambersburg High School. I'm Randy Gore along with Rusty Pettit on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS. And Roman Catholic had a 22-point lead in the third quarter, but an 11-2 run by Upper St. Clair to close the third has brought us to our current score of 48-35 Cahillites. We start the fourth. And quick passing here by Roman Catholic results in a right corner three drained by Sebastian Edwards. Big answer for Chris McNesby's group.
Yeah, exactly the way they wanted to come out of that break, kind of restore the calm of that big lead.
Here is Foster, drives right side of the lane, has a trailer in Camille Jackson. Back out to Foster. Foster gets a screen from Tyler Robbins. Tries to dribble right around that. For the top left, spin move in the lane. Lost the handle. C.J. Miller with a steal. And he's fouled from behind by Camille Jackson.
Yeah, I think that might be his fifth.
Second foul on Camille Jackson.
Oh, second. Okay, they had four up there earlier when his number was up there.
Fortunately, okay, for Upper St. Clair's cause, it's just number two. And almost with a steal there by Jackson, but instead it finds its way to Miller on the inside feed, and Miller lays it in. Roman Catholic trying to seize control again, leading 53-35. Tyler Robbins, three, top of the key, back iron, rebound, longboard, left quarter, retrieved by Wayne Ruffin. Right quarter, Miller. Little shimmy, but back out with the pass. Sharif Jackson hands it off to Sammy Jackson, his younger brother. Top right, Edwards. Man falls down defensively. Pull-up jumper no good for Edwards. Rebound pulled away by Guidis, who is then fouled. And Miller disputing the play. If it's on him, it's his third. And it will be on Miller, so number three on him. 53-35, Roman Catholic. 6:26 remaining in period number four. Ball inbounded, Guidus to the backcourt to Dahlem. Initially full court pressure, then peeling off Wayne Ruffin. Token pressure at this point. Half court, he'll pick him up. Dahlem, a talented multi-sport athlete. Again, headed to John Carroll for football. First team all conference at large on the gridiron. First team all section in basketball as well. 3-year starter at hoops. Foul by Roman Catholic.
That's a nice job by Dahlem. Didn't look like he had much of a space there. He's able to come in and draw the foul, put himself at the line for two. First foul on Ruffin.
And Dahlem, a running back on offense for USC. 3,548 total yards and 39 combined touchdowns. 52 tackles for INTs on the defensive side of things. First free throw good. Second one good as well. Brings the score to 53-37. Roman Catholic, 6:02 to go in the fourth. Cahillites in the forecourt. Trying to wind some clock. Top right, spreading out the USC defense. Samaj Robinson looks to the left quarter with Sammy Jackson. Pass tipped in the midcourt and stolen. Here comes Tyler Robinson. He'll glide to the basket and slam it home, just like he did in the previous round. And now a steal by DeSora. 53-39. USC trailing. Robbins laying no good. Ryan Robbins gets the offensive rebound. Among four white jerseys, no good on the putback. It's out of bounds off the Cahillites. USC will keep possession, though.
Long arms gets him the steal, and then long legs gets him down the court and up and in for the big finish.
No one getting in the way of that freight train for Roman Catholic, that's for sure. We've got a full timeout here at Chambersburg, called by Roman Catholic. 53-39, the Cahillites with the lead. 5:21 to go in the fourth on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Calusi Chevrolet is family-owned and operated since 1918. We have been a staple in the automotive industry in Pittsburgh and the surrounding area for decades. We're a full-service Chevrolet dealership with new and certified pre-owned cars and trucks, medium-duty work trucks, parts and service, and a state-of-the-art collision center. But don't take our word for it. We have several online shopping and scheduling experiences for your convenience at Calusi.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
After the Roman Catholic timeout, Upper St. Clair inbounding, and Tyler Robbins with a basketball, top of the key. Spins, finds Ryan Robbins, his younger brother, and the ball lost out of bounds. Trying to move in baseline, and just lost the handle out toward the Roman Catholic cheerleaders.
Really nice job on defense there by Sharif Jackson, just kind of pinning him to that baseline and causing him to lose the handle.
Ryan Robbins will head to the bench for the time being. 5:05 to play in the fourth quarter, 53-39 Roman Catholic. It was a 22-point lead. USC trimmed it to as close as 11 in the third quarter, but a layup missed on the running drive by Wayne Ruffin. Rebound USC. Panthers charge ahead. Dahlem has DeSora left corner. Three ball, rainbow, no. Rebound off the hands of Camille Jackson, and it ricochets to Sebastian Edwards. Edwards will launch one into the forecourt where he has Ruffin. Ruffin harassed by Guidus. Ruffin gets a step, dribbles baseline. He'll come all the way through with a circuitous route out near the top right point. Spin move, drive, and a foul, blocking foul coming up on Tyler Robbins that'll send Tyler Sutton to the charity stripe.
Yeah, got the block, but also got a little bit of the body on the way up.
Winner of this one will face Father Judge on Saturday night, 8 p.m. in Hershey for the 6A state championship. Roman Catholic trying to make it an all District 12 state final. Free throw good for Tyler Sutton. 7 points for him. Five of the seven have come at the free throw line, although he's had a bit of a rough day at the charity stripe. DeSora checks out. Foster, Guidus, Dahlem, Tyler Robbins, and Camille Jackson all in the game for USC. Second free throw. As we said, it's been a tough day for Sutton. He misses on that second try. 54-39, Roman Catholic. Travel by Foster in the forecourt near the left elbow.
Yeah, it's Upper St. Clair. They kind of need to. They're at a point in the game where they need to capitalize on just about every offensive opportunity they have. And these turnovers here, not enough time on the clock to take those at this point.
15-point lead, Roman Catholic. Panthers trying to bring that trap like they did in the third. Roman Catholic has been able to solve it, though, ever since. Right wing, Edwards. Bounce pass there. It's stolen by Nico Guidus. Guidus, who has 11 in this ballgame today, including 3 3-pointers. Under 4 to go in this fourth period. Pitch and catch between Camille Jackson and Guidus. Guidus drives, bounce pass, has Tyler Robbins. The touch in the lane is good. Timeout called by Upper St. Clair. 54-41 the score. 13-point lead for Roman Catholic with 3:31 remaining in this one. We'll be right back. WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
You can trust a business that's been around for over 80 years. Calibro Tire and Auto Service has helped generations of families take care of all makes and models of cars and light trucks. Check out online reviews and ratings to see Calibro Tire's outstanding reputation for customer service. And when you need quality name brand tires, brakes, alignments, state inspections, diagnostics, and more, call Calibro Tire and Auto Service on Bower Hill Road, 412-221-4300, online, calibrotire.com.
Class 6A boys basketball semifinals on WJPA and the NFHS Network. 54-41, Roman Catholic with a 13-point advantage over Upper St. Clair. Danny Holzer calling a timeout a short time ago. And Roman Catholic able to penetrate the defense into the forecourt, but the ball in the forecourt is stolen by Camille Jackson. Up ahead to Foster. Chased from behind by Tyler Sutton. Caught up to Foster. Gets a screen from Tyler Robbins. Guidus, three left corner. That is blocked out of bounds. Well, it's blocked nearly out of bounds. Trying to save it with Sharif Jackson, but his toe is out of bounds on the baseline. 3:07 left of the fourth.
I love that defense and intensity that Upper St. Clair has had. Well, media timeout, it looks like.
And we are at the media break. 54-41. Roman Catholic up on Upper St. Clair. We'll be right back on WJPA, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
State semis, Class 6A, 54-41. Roman Catholic leading Upper St. Clair. Linville Hill Christian in Class 2A semifinals, defeating Northwest Area today 68-43, along with Newman Goretti. Both boys and girls teams in the state finals. Upper St. Clair trying to be another one of those teams, the Upper St. Clair girls, and Riley Calique and company already in the state championship. The USC boys trying to do the same. Under three to go out of the timeout, the media timeout. Tyler Robbins trying to bank in from the left side. Low block's no good. Ryan Robbins fights for the rebound, gets to it, but on the kick out as he was losing his balance, it goes off of Edwards. And now a pass in transition by Tyler Sutton looking for C.J. Miller, but he rifles it right by him in the Roman Catholic bench.
Yeah, didn't lead him up, but I don't know if here's a player in between him anyways, so it's going to be a tough pass to make.
Looking for a highlight reel type play, just winding clock might have been better served for Roman Catholic with a 13-point lead. Instead, it's Upper St. Clair basketball again. Ryan Robbins fouled from behind on the floor by Sharif Jackson.
Yeah, a little push from behind right here. And that'll be the foul, no inbound from underneath the basket.
Sharif Jackson, 17 points for Roman Catholic. Commits a foul right there. Ball inbounded by Dahlem, but it's taken out of the hands of Tyler Robbins by Sharif Jackson. He'll go coast to coast. 15-point lead, Roman Catholic. Big turnover right there with 2:23 to go. 19 for Sharif Jackson. Inside, Ryan Robbins spins right side, low blocks, travels. A little too much spinning as it turns out.
Oh, he kept that pivot foot down there. He was just going to be able to go up with a shot.
Ryan Robbins will exit, as well as Guidus DeSora in. And Foster returns, trying to get that speed out there for some turnovers for Upper St. Clair. Trailing by 15 points, 56-41. We near 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Sammy Jackson looked like he was going to try for a dunk, gliding in from inside the paint, but just threw up a wild shot, no good. Not necessarily the possession you wanted there if you're Coach Chris McNesby. Tyler Robbins, right side, low blocks. Reverse layup is good.
Really nice finish there by Robbins.
And a timeout by Upper St. Clair. 1:39 to play in the fourth. Tyler Robbins with that basket up to 15 points. We'll take a break. Again, 1:39 remaining in the fourth on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Colusi Chevrolet is family-owned and operated since 1918. We have been a staple in the automotive industry in Pittsburgh and the surrounding area for decades. We're a full-service Chevrolet dealership with new and certified pre-owned cars and trucks, medium-duty work trucks, parts and service, and a state-of-the-art collision center. But don't take our word for it. We have several online shopping and scheduling experiences for your convenience at Colusi.com.
And back in the fourth period, 1:39 left in the final stanza of regulation. 56-43, Roman Catholic on top of Upper St. Clair. And going back to the first half, was a three-point game, 18-15. 7-0 run broke it out to a double-digit lead for Roman Catholic, and they've been in front by double figures ever since. The largest lead at 22 points in the third, an 11-2 run to end the third for Upper St. Clair. Closed the gap a bit, but right now a 13-point lead for the Cahillites, 56-43 with 1:39 remaining. Full court pressure here from Upper St. Clair. Running the baseline, sent in Sammy Jackson. Edwards, quick touch passing, easily breaking the Upper St. Clair pressure. And a quick foul by Dahlem. Tried to reach in from behind on Tyler Sutton. Dahlem didn't think he committed the foul, but either way, he fouled the right guy because Tyler Sutton has struggled from the free throw line today. That is, however, the fifth foul on Dahlem. And that is the problem there. So Dahlem commits his fifth. Standing applause, standing ovation from some in the crowd here at Chambersburg High School. So Dahlem has exited with his fifth. And obviously he's been so very important in this game. DeSora now commits a foul. Gianni DeSora, his third. Gianni DeSora, his sister Natalia DeSora, an All-State soccer player at Upper St. Clair. She is a Wake Forest University commit on the pitch, where she'll play next year. Also plays ice hockey, does Natalia DeSora. We've got another quick foul on USC, and that will be the fifth team foul here in the fourth period. And that's the fourth on DeSora. Sutton will head to the free throw line now. I was a little ahead of myself earlier on the team fouls, but now at the fifth, Sutton with 1:24 left in the fourth period. 13-point lead, Roman Catholic at 56-43. First one skyward and rims out.
Yeah, it's literally probably the only part of their game today that hasn't been working is just him from the free throw line, unfortunately.
Second one goes down. 9 points for Tyler Sutton today. 7 of the 9 at the line. Trip from behind is Jake Foster. That's the fourth team foul on Roman Catholic with 1:19 to play. 57-43 the score. Ryan Robbins going to check back in for Camille Jackson. DeSora will trigger. No, he's going to hit the bench, actually. And it will be Foster who triggers. Almost had 6 men on the floor for Upper St. Clair. Ball inbounded to Tyler Robbins. Robbins from the left side low block spins his way toward the cup. Leaner won't go. Gets his own rebound. And his putback. He's fouled by C.J. Miller. No basket. But Tyler Robbins heads to the free throw line with 1:08 to play.
Yeah, a lot of fight still left in the Panthers. They can try to claw back into this here in the second half. And like they're going to fall just short, but no quit, including that possession there by Tyler Robbins, just not giving up and getting a chance to go here to the line.
Fourth foul on Miller as he heads to the bench. Tyler Robbins' first free throw back iron. Tyler Robbins, his older sister Kate Robbins, a sophomore basketball player at Marist College, Division I in the Metro Atlantic Conference. 1,000-point score at USC in her day. Second free throw good for Tyler Robbins. Now up to 16 points is Tyler. Ryan Robbins with 8 today. 1 minute to go, 57-44 after that 1-for-2 trip to the line by Tyler Robbins. And a leaner Sammy Jackson, no good. Off balance in the lane. Rebound Tyler Robbins up to Guidus. Guidus pauses in the forecourt. Looks down low to Tyler Robbins, who's fouled from behind by Sebastian Edwards. And now with both teams at 5 team fouls plus, Tyler Robbins goes back to the free throw line for 2. Not a good foul for Roman Catholic, but 45 seconds remaining. However, the Cahillites still with a 13-point pad. They can afford that at the moment. Robbins, free throw good on the first. The Robbins brothers, their mom, Kim Seaver, Mount Lebanon's all-time leading scorer in her playing days. 1,849 career points, later played at Virginia Tech. And dad, Tim Robbins, played on the defensive line at Pitt in the mid-90s. Second free throw good, 57-46, so an 11-point ball game. But USC needs some turnovers or a quick foul. And trying to trap Sharif Jackson, but a timeout comes first. Is realizing his player was in trouble, Chris McNesby calls the TO. 35.9 on the clock, fourth quarter, 11-point lead, Roman Catholic over Upper St. Clair in the 6A semifinals on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
57-46 the score, favoring Roman Catholic. Upper St. Clair trying to fight back in the second half. Again, they were down by as much as 22 points. They've cut it to as close as 11 twice, the second of which occurring right now, thanks to the Tyler Robbins free throws a short time ago. But as you said, Upper St. Clair, plenty of fights still left in them, but time's starting to run out.
Yeah, no, they could have packed this in and kind of checked out. I mean, Roman Catholic was on a roll. They were hitting from just about everywhere, and they've continued to play well, but the difference has been the defensive adjustments that the Panthers made in that third quarter kind of helped them compete, and they just haven't been as consistent enough with it throughout the game.
Roman Catholic inbounding, avoiding the quick foul. And they're just going to dribble around with the basketball as best they can before a foul eventually comes by Camille Jackson with 22.8 seconds remaining. Now, if you're USC there, you wanted either the quick steal or quick foul. They got neither. And then a foul with 22 seconds to go has Edwards at the line. So Roman Catholic. Headed toward an all-District 12 final in the state championship. There goes Tyler Robbins checking out as a free throw good for Sebastian Edwards.
Yeah, they're going to play a team, Father Judge, that they've not been able to get over that hump so far this year. Lost to him a couple times.
Second one good for Edwards. He has 11 now today. And 20 seconds to go, 59-46, 13-point lead, Roman Catholic. Three from the right wing, air ball by Dane York. That'll give Roman Catholic the basketball. And winding down toward a victory. So we'll see if, as you said, if Roman Catholic, they call a timeout for substitutions, does Roman Catholic. So we'll keep it here with 14 seconds to go. But we'll see if they can get over the Father Judge hump, so to speak. Father Judge defeating Imhotep Charter earlier today, 69-58. Final just coming in a short time ago, West Catholic in 3A in boys basketball beating Holy Cross 58-57 in one that went down to the wire. So Philadelphia West Catholic will take on South Allegheny in the 3A finals on Saturday at 2 p.m. in Hershey. Into the forecourt comes Roman Catholic. They'll dribble it out as we're down to the waning seconds in this one. And with the basketball in hand, Brad Wanamaker. That name should sound familiar. His dad played at Pitt. Brad Wanamaker dribbles it out to the final horn, and that'll do it. Roman Catholic back to the state championship with a 59-46 win over the Upper St. Clair Panthers. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap this one up for you. As again, the final, 59-46 Roman Catholic over Upper St. Clair on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
You can trust a business that's been around for over 80 years. Calibro Tire and Auto Service has helped generations of families take care of all makes and models of cars and light trucks. Check out online reviews and ratings to see Calibro Tire's outstanding reputation for customer service. And when you need quality name brand tires, brakes, alignments, state inspections, diagnostics, and more, call Calibro Tire and Auto Service on Bower Hill Road, 412-221-4300, online, calibrotire.com.
And we're back in the postgame show now on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS. And it's been a great day here today in basketball from Chambersburg High School in the 6A boys basketball semifinal. Roman Catholic defeating Upper St. Clair 59-46, and a quick summation of this one. In the first half, back and forth, it was a three-point game at 18-15, but a 15-4 run to end the half gave the Cahillites of Roman Catholic a 33-19 advantage going into the locker room. In the third quarter, some foul trouble for Upper St. Clair, including a technical foul called on the Upper St. Clair bench, helped Roman Catholic build a 22-point lead in the third, but then an 11-2 run to end the period by Upper St. Clair closed the gap to 51-35. But Upper St. Clair got as close as 11 points twice in the second half. They can never quite get within single digits. And despite a valiant effort by the Panthers, Roman Catholic comes away with the win. And they will head to the state championship game after finishing as runners-up in 2023. State champs back in 2022. The Cahillites vying for a fifth state title. They'll get the chance on Saturday against Father Judge.
Yeah, good contest today. As you said, Upper St. Clair climbed back into this. The one thing that technical foul, I think that whole sequence did, it also lit a fire under the Panthers a bit, and that's when they went on that 11-2 run to finish out that third quarter, which gave them a little bit more life, and they just didn't have enough of that consistently throughout the game, whereas Roman Catholic, every time the Panthers started to claw back in, they would find they'd settle things down and find themselves again, and they have so many weapons on the offensive side that they can go to, and all of them seem to be hitting, whether it was inside or outside today.
And for Roman Catholic, checking the individual score sheet, Sharif Jackson, 19 points. He had 3 three-pointers, and he's the big man, the 6'8 senior forward. He drained 3 triples. Sebastian Edwards finishes with 11, including 1 tray. Sammy Jackson just shy of double figures with 8 points, but he had a nice slam dunk along the way today. For Upper St. Clair, Nico Guidas had 11. He was hot early from beyond the arc, but the Cahillites defense found him in the second half. Tyler Robbins, he was able to bust out a bit in the second half, scored 12 of his 16 points in half number two. Brother Ryan Robbins, younger brother of Tyler, had a solid day. 8 points, but he played much bigger than those 8 points today. Certainly made his impact felt on the offensive glass.
Yeah, he really did. And he, I don't know, coming off the bench, he kind of gave him that spark in the early going, where he was able to match up with Sharif Jackson down low, which forced them to do a couple different things on offense, which they were able to do eventually. But it was a really nice little boost coming off the bench there.
For the seniors of Upper St. Clair, tip of the cap to them in their career, Julian Dahlem. He'll play football at John Carroll. Camille Jackson, great year for him. Nico Guidas, again, he had a storybook season for him during his senior campaign. Tyler Robbins, he'll play next year at Miami of Ohio. Also Gianni DeSora, a senior. Holden Rickle and Jake Caceres, tip of the cap to all of those seniors for Upper St. Clair. But coming up next, it's time now to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game today, here on the WJPA Sports Network, hard to overlook the guy that scored the most points, but he was really the cornerstone of what Roman Catholic was able to do today. Sharif Jackson, 19 points, 3 three-pointers, inside and out. He got it done today.
Yeah, you saw it on that play right there, a little bit of everything. He gets a steal way out top and then takes it the length for the easy layup, and he had 3-pointers. He had defense down low. He had offense down low. Yeah, he was quite the story today.
Again, he's headed to Lafayette College, is Sharif Jackson, but he'll have one more high school game to play, and that is on Saturday at 8 p.m., Roman Catholic against Father Judge in the All-District 12 final, and that should be a good one indeed. And so the slate just about complete in terms of all of the games set for Hershey. We'll just run through to recap today's action. Roman Catholic, obviously, with the win, 59-46 over Upper St. Clair. Father Judge beating Imhotep Charter, 69-58. That's in 6A. In 3A, the semis today, Philadelphia West Catholic beating Holy Cross, 58-57. They'll face South Allegheny on Saturday at 2. The Gladiators defeating Aliquippa, 36-31 today. 2A semis, Sewickley Academy beats Greensburg Central Catholic, 52-48. They'll face Linville Hill Christian on Friday at 2 p.m., Linville Hill beating Northwest Area today, 68-58. 8:43. You can check in with the PIAA, whether it be online, social media, or on their website. They'll have updated brackets coming up soon. But everything headed to Hershey now at this point. Unfortunately for the Upper St. Clair boys, they will not be there. The USC girls will, though, as Riley Calique and company defeating Garnet Valley last night, 53-49. So the Panthers girls basketball team will take on Perkiomen Valley on Friday at 6 p.m. So we wish the USC girls the best of luck here from WJPA. Rusty Bennett, final thoughts today.
No, it was a great day. We saw a girls game earlier today, capped it off with a really awesome contest between these two powerhouse teams, and kind of excited to see how the outcome comes next weekend in Hershey, if Roman Catholic can finally get over the hump and win that state title. But congrats to the Panthers. I mean, not only making it all the way here, but fighting the way they did through this game against a very, very tough opponent. They should be very proud as they head back to Western PA.
Indeed. Yeah, Danny Holzer's group fought to the very end. And Danny Holzer, 522 career wins, Big 56 Section Coach of the Year, won his 500th career game December 10th against Norwin earlier on. And he's had a great career in his 30th season, and he should be, and I'm sure he is, very proud of his team with what they accomplished this season. Another WPIAL title, fifth in program history. But that'll do it for us here. For Jason Tennant, our producer, for Rusty Pettit, I'm Randy Gore. And again, your final score. Once again, it was 59-46. Roman Catholic taking down Upper St. Clair in the PIAA semifinals of the boys basketball playoffs. Our coverage on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS, brought to you by Calibro Tire and Auto Service for selection and service wherever the road takes you. Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Calusi Chevrolet, right off the Bridgeville exit of I-79. Calusi Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Nancy Russell McKenna, Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon, a neighbor helping neighbors. And Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. For all our cast and crew here, I'm Randy Gore. We bid you a pleasant good afternoon from Chambersburg on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.